Yeah, it's not so much that we can say that we, oh, we, I know God, I believe in Jesus. No, the question, the most important question is, does he know you? Are you one of his?
That is
what matters. Yeah, the false teacher that preaches a works-based salvation,
they will say,
I believe in Jesus, yes, by faith. I know because I've asked.
بعضیشون پرسیدن و این جواب رو
بهش دادن.
آیا واقعا اون فرد به بهشت
میره؟
نه.
He's preaching another gospel.
انجیلی دیگه ای رو موزه کرده.
A perverted gospel.
انجیلی که دست برده شده.
It has things changed.
هیچ کرده مردم رو.
That is now not good news anymore.
و دیگه خبر خوش
نیست. What do you think his followers will say?
شاگردان او چی میگن؟
They will say the same thing because that's why we call them followers. They will say, oh, I believe in Jesus. They will call themselves Christians. They even think they're going to heaven. But they're deceived. They believed in a perverted false gospel, false Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus only did part of the work. Now we have to do the rest. Yeah, they say that the sacrifice of the Son of God, yeah, God and the
قربانی پسر خداوند خدایی که جسم پوشید
that's not enough to atone for our sin.
نیست که مجازات
no,
ما رو بده.
It's our own good works
اعمال
that have to be added to it.
باید به اون اضافه شه.
Yeah, that will have to make up for the difference.
که تفاوت این دو تا رو
go to Isaiah.
اشعیا.
Yeah, because our own so-called good works are not so good as we think they are.
که اعمال خوب ما مثلا
go to Isaiah 64 and read for 6.
اشعیا 46 آیه 6. 64
for 6. But we, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
همه ما همچون شخص نجس شده ایم و اعمال نیک ما جملگی همچون پارچه کثیف است. همگی ما مانند برگ پژمرده ایم و گناهان ما همچون باد ما را با خود می برد. کسی نیست که نام تو را بخواند یا خیشتن را برانگیزد تا به تو تمسک جوید، زیرا که روی خود را از ما نهان کرده ای و ما را به سبابان گناهان ما گداخته ای.
All our righteousnesses, our best attempts, our good works, they fall so far short of the glory of God that they are like filthy rags before Him. Our good works are like filthy rags before God. Yeah. So if we trust on those filthy rags, on those works that we think we can bring,
on who
is our salvation depending
now?
And what are we trusting now?
به چی اعتماد کردیم وقتی آوردیم؟
Oh, you're going to trust on your works. On your performance.
اون چیزی که به سوزی
on you earning yourself
the
way into heaven.
راه بهشت رو برای خودت پیدا کردی.
It's now Jesus plus something.
الان عیسی علاوه بر یه چیز دیگه.
We know that doesn't work.
این فایده نداره.
Because the Bible says we all come short of the glory of God.
کلام خداوند میگه که ما همه از کلام خداوند کوتاهیم. همه گناه کرده ایم.
Oh, but I know. They just add doing some good stuff. Some good works. What's the difference? They believe in Jesus. You're just being difficult.
They
just add doing some good stuff that doesn't harm anybody.
Yeah?
It makes the world a better place. Let's join hands and sing Kumbaya together. Now, there is a difference. And it's a huge difference.
Yeah?
Actually, these gospels adding works to salvation.
انجیلی که اعمالت رو به علاوه نجاتت اضافه میکنه.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
حالا تعب آدم میده.
Yeah, Jesus.
فاجعه است.
God in the flesh. God.
عیسی خدایی که جسم پوشید.
Died as a sacrifice for our sins.
عنوان قربانی برای گناهان همه هممون رفت روی صلیب. یادتون باشه اول قرنتیان فصل 15 مرد برای گناهان ما.
And now you say that's not enough.
کافی نیست مرگش.
That sacrifice wasn't good enough.
قربانیش کافی نبوده.
Even though the Bible says he did do that.
با اینکه کتاب مقدس میگه کافی بوده.
Let me throw some of this filthy rags of me into the equation to finish the work.
بندازم که کار عیسی مسیح رو تکمیل کنم.
Even putting these two in the same sentence makes me sick.
دو تاشو با هم دیگه کنار هم قرار دادن حالت تعب بهم میده. احساس میکنم در عالم به هم میخوره.
How on earth?
چجوری میتونی فکر کنی؟
People have the audacity.
کسی به خودش جرأت میده؟
Yeah, to say that their works.
که فکر میزان اعمالش
their filthy rags
پارچه‌های کثیفشون
are on par with what Jesus has done for us.
مقایسه است با کاری که عیسی مسیح براشون کرده.
Let anybody who preaches another gospel be accursed.
کسی که انجیل عیسی دیگر رو اعلام میکنه باشه نفرین بر او باشه. چرا فکر میکنی پولس انجیلی نوشت؟
Because he is angry.
عصبانی شده بود.
He's upset that people do these things.
بقیه دارین کار عیسی رو با کار خودتون یکی میکنید.
You add works.
اعمال رو اضافه میکنید.
To salvation in any way.
نجاتتون از هر طریق دیگه‌ای.
Then it's not a gospel that is any more of grace.
دیگه فیض نیست.
That becomes now a strange doctrine, a perverted gospel.
یه اعتقادی است که دور شده.
Yeah. Dooming people to hell. Go to Romans 11. Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
اگر از راه فیض است دیگر از اعمال نیست و اگر نه فیض دیگر فیض نیست اما اگر از اعمال است دیگر از فیض نیست و الا عمل دیگر عمل نیست.
Oh, but it's just this little thing, tiny thing they add. Just as baptism. Just being nice to my neighbor. Just one little thing that I believe I need to do to add to what Christ has done for me to go to heaven. Now, what does the Bible say? If you live it by grace, then it is no more of works. Yeah, the very definition of grace demands that there's no more works involved. As soon as you add work,
به محض اینکه کار رو به فیض اضافه
no matter how little,
هر چقدر کم باشه هر چقدر کوچیک باشه
grace is out the window.
فیض دیگه فیض نیست.
Yeah. If you believe that, then you are now believing in another gospel.
پس به انجیل دیگه ایمان داری.
Which is a gospel that's perverted, that cannot save.
انجیلی که عوض شده و دیگه
And to make sure we don't get confused,
به خاطر اینکه گیج نشی.
Yeah, this verse also states the opposite.
این آیه زشت متضادش هم میگه.
As soon as you claim its work,
تا زمانی که میگی عمله,
then it's not any more of grace. Because otherwise, works is no more works. Yeah, it's crystal clear what the Bible says on this.
خیلی روشن کتاب مقدس بهمون گفته فیض و عمل با هم جمع نمیشن.
You mean that if somebody is a little off on the gospel, they're going to hell?
یه میگی یه کسی که یه ذره از انجیل اشتباه قبول داشته باشه دیگه به بهش نمیره؟
Yes, because it's another gospel.
به خاطر اینکه دیگه انجیل نیست.
That is not a gospel at
all. دیگه فیض نیست.
Oh, then you say it's hard to be saved?
میگی سخت نجات پیدا کردن؟
No, it's not.
نه سخت نیست.
Because remember,
یادتون باشه.
The gospel is the most simple doctrine in the Bible.
انجیل ساده ترین اعتقاد در کتاب مقدسه.
Yeah, remember that God wants people to be saved.
که خداوند میخواد که همون نجات پیدا کنید.
یادتون
باشه یه بچه 6 ساله میتونه درک کنه و یه بچه 6 ساله میتونه ایمان بیاره. خود مردمن که سختش کردن و گیجش کردن. خود مردمن که گیجمون کردن. متی فصل 7.
Enter ye in at a straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
13 and 14. زیرا تنگ است آن در و دشوار است آن طریقی که منتها به حیات و یابندگان آن کم است.
That says narrow is the way that leads to life.
تنگ است که اون رو به مسیر و راه.
It is not hard. It's specific.
It's narrow. دقیقه. تنگ.
It's through Jesus alone.
سخت نیست فقط تنگه.
It's only through His sacrifice.
فقط از طریق عیسی مسیح و ایشون دیگه نیست.
It's only by grace through faith.
فقط از طریق فیض و ایمانه.
But I believe in Jesus.
و ایمان دارم به عیسی مسیح.
I just add this one little thing.
فقط یه چیز کوچولو دیگه.
That's not a gospel.
پس انجیل دیگه است.
Yeah, grace is no more grace if you add works.
اگر عمل رو بشه.
You're on the broad way now.
دقیقاً یه مسیر دیگه ای هستی.
Yeah, it's not a works lest any should boast.
کسی نتونه به خودش به فخر
yeah,
کنه به
if
باله.
You could do anything,
اگر تو هر کاری بتونی بکنی.
Yeah, with your works, with your
با عمل خودت با وظیفه خودت با دست خودت.
To earn yourself a place in heaven.
مکانی برای خودت بسازی در بهشت.
Yeah, you would have something to boast about.
پس میتونی مغرور باشی به خودت فخر بفروشی به خودت.
Yeah, but it's not of works.
پس ربطی تو نداره. پس هیچ کسی نتونه فخر بفروشه.
It's through Jesus alone.
فقط از طریق
Jesus plus nothing. Minus
nothing.
Look at the very next warning that comes up in the verse 15
of
Matthew 7. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 7, verse 15.
اما از پیامبران دروغین احتیاط کنید که به لباس‌های میشان از شما می‌آیند ولی در باطن گرگان درنده می‌باشند.
The very next warning is for false prophets.
بلافاصله بعدش میگه پیامبران دروغین کسایی که میان گولتون بزنن.
A false gospel.
با انجیل دروغ.
Yeah, the one that Paul says is another gospel. A gospel cannot save.
انجیل دیگه است. انجیلی که نمیتونه شما رو نجات بده.
But is this turning from sin not a good thing?
آیا دور شدن از گناه خوبی نیست؟
It is a good thing.
کار خوبیه.
But if you believe that this is what gets you into heaven,
همون باعث نجاتت میشه.
You are deceived.
گول خورد.
Yeah, you believe in the false gospel.
انجیل
not the gospel that the Bible gives you.
نه انجیلی که عیسی مسیح.
It's a gospel that works.
انجیلی که عمل داره.
And if that's what you believe,
اگر ایمان داری اینه,
that takes you to heaven,
اون به بهشت
you're on your way to hell.
در راه جهنم.
You're trusting your own performance,
اعتماد
your own
میکنی
works.
به خودت و عمل خودت.
Yeah? Turning from sin is a work.
از عمل جور شدن کاره.
Yeah, go to Jonah 3:16. Jonah 3:10, sorry.
Yunus 3:10.
And let me look it up. It says, and he saw their works that they turned from their evil ways. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not.
Yeah.
He saw their works. What were the works? Turning from the evil way. Getting away from sin.
Yeah.
The works in the Old Testament are twofold. Yeah. One side, you have the commandments that tell us don't or do these specific things. Yeah? This is what you should do. The other side of the works that the law has is stop doing the bad things.
Yeah?
Both sides are doing the works of the law. Maybe you say still, oh, I don't see how these people that say they believe are going to hell.
نمیدونم هنوز اونایی که میگن ایمان دارن چه جوری ممکنه به جهنم برن.
They even try to live right.
تلاش میکنن که خوب زندگی کنن.
They even try to do good work.
تلاش میکنن کار خوب بکنن.
Go back to Galatians again.
غلاطیانو برگردیم.
Galatians 5.
5.
That's where we're at. And read verses 1 till 1 till 4.
1 تا 4.
Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace.
As for an azadi ke Masih maravan azad kert, postawar beishtid u baz dar yoq bandegi gereftar mashavid. اینک من پولس به شما میگویم که اگر ختنه شوی مسیح برای شما هیچ نفعی ندارد ولی باز به هر کس که ختنه شود شهادت میدهیم که مدیون است که تمامی شریعت را به جا آورد همه شما که از شریعت عادل میشوید از مسیح جدا شده و از فیض ثابت گشتید
yeah, let that sink in. Yeah. Paul is warning them for something. Yeah, that if that's what they're doing, yeah, it says Christ shall profit you nothing. Now, can nothing still mean that you go to heaven because of what Christ has done for you? No, it is nothing. Christ shall profit you nothing. Christ is useless to you.
Yeah.
Whatever Christ did for you, if you believe do that, it is irrelevant for your situation. Because Christ profits you nothing. Now, what's the thing that we're talking about here? Is it a big thing, seemingly?
No.
It talks about being circumcised. Yeah. So, if you put your trust in the fact that you're circumcised, that you earn yourself a way into heaven,
yeah?
Or Jesus plus being circumcised, yeah, because that's what they were trying to do, that's what they're teaching. Yeah, they came to Christians, people believed on Jesus, telling them, hey, you also need to be circumcised, otherwise it's, you're not good to go.
Yeah?
Now, if you believe that, Christ shall profit you nothing.
Yeah?
If you say, you must be baptized to be
saved,
Christ shall profit you nothing. You don't believe the simple gospel. Jesus died for our sins. No works involved. If you believe you need to turn from your sins to be saved, Christ shall profit you nothing. You're adding works. You have another gospel. If you believe you have to do good works to be saved, Christ shall profit you nothing. You're trusting your own works.
برای خودتون به خودتون اعتماد کردیم به اعمال خودتون.
You're trying to work yourself into heaven.
تلاش کردیم به مسیر بهشت بریم.
No one will boast before God.
هیچ کس نمیتونه به غرور
All glory goes to Christ.
فخر بفروشه. همه جلال مال عیساست و فقط کاری
It's another gospel.
انجیل دیگه ایست.
Oh, but they believe on Jesus.
به عیسی ایمان داره.
But they're not believing on him alone for their salvation.
به عیسی مسیح و تنها عیسی مسیح برای نجاتشون ایمان دارن.
What does 1 Corinthians 15 say?
اول قرنتیان
Christ died for our sins.
عیسی مسیح برای گناهان ما مرد.
He did the work.
عیسی همه کار رو انجام داد. همه رو.
Go to Matthew 7. متا
فصل 7 یک بار دیگه.
Yeah, this is one of the places that people take you to.
یکی از جاهایی که همه به سمت
That believe you need to have works to go to heaven.
باید کار رو اضافه کنیم تا به بهشت بریم.
And it really shows you how blind people can be. Because it proves the exact opposite.
چون درست همین آیه برعکسش ثابت میکنه نه اونی که اونا اعتقاد دارن.
This is our proof text, not theirs.
ثابت اثبات حرف ماست
نه. Listen to this. Matthew 7 and start reading with verse 21.
آیه 21 رو بخونید.
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven.
نه هر که مرا خداوند خداوند گوید داخل ملکوت آسمان گردد.
Now, first of all, notice that there are people who call Jesus Lord and that will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Yeah? Yeah? Can you claim the name of Jesus Christ and go to hell? Yes, you can if you falsely believe. Yeah? If you would ask these people when they're still alive on this earth, yeah? Do you believe in Jesus? They'll say yes. Yes, yes, he is our Lord. Yeah, that's what we hear in the park when we ask people. Yeah. Do you believe in Jesus? And often, not very often, but sometimes they say yes. Yeah, and then we ask some more questions, and it turns out they have no idea about the gospel. Yeah, they are thinking they are saved. They are saying they believe in Jesus. Sometimes they even claim, oh, he is my Lord. But they're not on their way to heaven. They're actually on their way to hell. Now, the question, of course, that they come up, or the argument they make, is like, oh, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. That these ones are going. Like, see, there you have it. We need to do good works. We need to do all those things. Yeah. So it's by works. And I always wonder when people say that. Don't you understand what is standing, what is there? If you, and what that means, if you really want to believe that this means you need to do the will of the Father. Because all come short of the glory of God. Yeah, you won't make it. You can't do the good works. You will fail. Now, what's the next question that comes up when people say that?
Yeah.
How much then? How much repenting of your sins you need to do? How much good works you need to perform? Yeah? Didn't we read that if we just break in one area, if we try one area, that we're under the whole law? Yeah, if we go that route, then we are guilty of the whole law. Yeah, the thought of foolishness is called sin. Good luck. So only we do the will of God, go to heaven, the perfect will of God. Is that what this means? Because we all will fail. Nobody will be able. That's ridiculous.
Now,
what is the will of the Father? Yeah? God is not willing that any should perish. God will for every human being is that they, when they get born, they eventually get saved and go to heaven.
Yeah?
Here's a work that you should do. Yeah? God wants us to obey the gospel and get saved. Yeah? What was the gospel? Yeah, Jesus Christ died for our sins.
The Spirit
rose again. That by believing on him, we should not perish but have a lasting life. Go to 2 Thessalonians 1:8.
2 Thessalonians 1:8.
Yeah? In flaming fire, take vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:8.
یک هشت. در آتش مشتعل و انتقام خواهد کشید از آنانی که خدا را نمی‌شناسند و انجیل خداوندمان عیسی مسیح را اطاعت نمی‌کنند.
Yeah, you do not obey the gospel.
از انجیل عیسی مسیح.
What gospel? That you're saved by grace through faith.
طریق فیض نجات پیدا کردید.
To believe on Jesus Christ who died for your sins. If a person does not obey the gospel.
اگر کسی به انجیل عیسی مسیح اطاعت نکند.
Yeah, he will go to hell.
میره به جهنم.
He will go into eternal punishment.
میره برای مجازات ابدی.
Yeah, the flaming fire. Go back to Matthew 7. I read the next verse, verse 22. And this is a verse I completely miss. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name have done many wonderful works.
بسیاری در آن روز مرا خواهند خوان خداوند آیا به نام تو نبوت ننمودیم به اسم تو دیوها رو اخراج نکردیم آیا به نام تو معجزات بسیار ظاهر نساختیم.
Yeah, we're still talking about the same people.
هنوز داریم در مورد همون افراد.
Yeah, that say Lord, Lord.
هنوز میگن خداوند خداوند.
And that are not entering into the kingdom of heaven.
اما ملکوت آسمان نمیشن.
We're claiming the name of Jesus.
اعلام میکنن نام مسیح.
Even saying that he is their Lord.
حتی میگن خداوندشه.
Translated, I'm an active Christian.
من یه مسیحی فعالم.
Listen to what they have to say before God.
ببینی اونها در مقابل خداوند.
When they stand before him.
وقتی در مقابل خدا ایستادن چی میگه؟
When they get to hear, hey, you're not going in.
Lord,
did we not prophesy or preach in your name? Yeah, these are people who have been talking about Jesus. Lord, have we not cast out devils? Yeah, you have your Catholic exorcists. Yeah, we talked about this a month ago, I think. Lord, in your name, have we not done all these wonderful works?
Yeah.
Would they say they believe in Jesus? Yes. Are they going to heaven? No. What do they think they need to do to go to heaven? What do they believe? They believe in their works. They didn't believe that Jesus simply died for their sins. Yeah, remember, it's our sin that condemns us to hell. Yeah? It's not our skin color. Yeah, it's nothing else. It's our sin that condemns us to hell. Yeah, if somebody, and of course we know that's not possible, if somebody could live a sinless life,
that
person would go to heaven. Why would that person fall under God's wrath?
چرا باید زیر خشم خداوند قرار بگیره؟
Of course, everybody has come short of the glory of God. Nobody qualifies for that.
هیچ کسی نمیتونه بیاید باشه و همه جلال خدا
رو. So the very passage that they want to take you to show you how works you need to do the works.
که باید با عمل وارد خداوند بشین. همون آیه هست که.
It shows you that the people who are trusting in their works are not entering in the kingdom of heaven.
وارد ملکوت خداوند.
Jesus plus baptism.
عیسی مسیح.
Jesus plus living a good life.
عیسی مسیح به علاوه عمل.
Plus turning from your sins.
دور شدن از گناهانمون.
Yeah? For your salvation.
نجاتمون.
Equals going to hell.
نجاتمون مساوی با جهنم.
Should we do those things?
آیا باید این کارها رو انجام بدیم؟
Yes, we should get baptized if we're saved.
باید بگیریم اگر نجات پیدا
کردیم. Yeah, we should do good works.
باید کارهای خوب انجام بدیم.
The Bible calls us to live a clean life.
زندگی پاک داشته باشیم.
But it's not part of salvation.
اما قسمتی از نجاتمون.
Yeah, nobody will be able to point like, look what I have done, so I'm here in heaven.
من چیکار کردم که به بهشت رفتم؟
Jesus will get all the glory.
همه جلال رو میگیره.
It is Jesus who deserves all the glory.
عیسی مسیح لایق همه
It's only through him that we can have salvation. And his sacrifice was more than enough.
Yeah?
He died for the sins of the whole world.
Read
the next verse.
23, Matthew 7.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
آنگاه به ایشان صریحاً خواهم گفت که هرگز شما را نشناختم. ای بدکاران از من دور شوید.
Yeah, so what will these people hear that claim the name of Christ?
اونایی که نام مسیح رو خوندن،
but they're trusting in their works.
عملشون.
What will they hear?
چه چیز میشنون از خداوند؟
Regardless of what they say.
مهم نیست که چی گفتن.
Yeah, I never knew you. Jesus will tell them, I never knew you.
هیچ وقت نشناختمتون.
Is God the problem here?
اونجا خداوند مشکل داشته؟
No. God is not willing any should perish.
خداوند حاضر نیست حتی یه نفر مجازات شه. خداوند میخواد همه نجات پیدا کنن.
The gospel is that simple.
انجیل انقساد است.
Yeah, put your trust in Jesus for your salvation. He died for your sins.
برای نجاتت و برای گناهانتون.
Yeah, rose again. Call him.
دوباره زنده شد. نام او رو بخونید.
The problem is the perversion of the gospel. مشکل اینه که
انجیل رو دستگاری کردن.
But the result in another gospel.
اضافه کردن.
That is not the gospel at all. That cannot save. Yeah, that causes people to end up in hell. They end up in a place where Christ profits them nothing. Only because of this little circumcision thing, yeah, Christ profits you nothing. If that is where you put your trust for your salvation,
yeah,
they never obeyed the gospel. The simple truth. That it is just by believing. Oh, but they believed in the past and now they're backslidden. And now not saved anymore.
Well,
you can't lose your salvation.
It's a one-time deal.
You become a son of God. Listen to what Jesus tells them. I never knew you. I never knew you. There was never a moment in history
that
you were part of my family. That I knew you. You are an unbeliever. You are a sinner. And you're going to be punished for your sin. Yeah, we need to be known by God. Yeah. Not just claiming, I believe in Jesus. God needs to know us. We need to be part of his family. Galatians 4:9. I'm almost done. 4:9-12. But now, after that, he have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are, you have not injured me at all.
اما اکنون که خدا را می شناسید بلکه خدا شما را می شناسد چگونه باز بر می گردید به سوی آن اصول ضعیف و فقیر که دیگر می خواهید از سر نو آنها را بندگی کنید روزها و ماهها و فصلها و سالها را نگاه می دارید می ترسم برایتان که مبادا برای شما بیهوده زحمت کشیده باشم ای برادران از شما استدعا دارم که مثل من بشوید چنان که من هم مثل شما شدم به من هیچ ظلم نکردید.
Yeah, he said, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God. Yeah, he says, I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid that the work I've done has been in vain. If I'm hearing what comes from you, that now you're going in this direction, I'm afraid for you. I'm afraid for your salvation. Was it all for nothing? Yeah? We are to be known by God.
ما خداوند باید ما رو بشناسه و ما رو بشناسه.
How can we know?
چجوری میتونیم بدونیم؟
To be known by God.
که خداوند ما رو شناخته.
How? When we get saved, we are known by God.
وقتی این نجات پیدا کردیم و اعتماد کاملمون رو گذاشتیم.
When become adopted into his family.
وقتی فرزند خونده
خانواده. If you are in Christ.
اگه شما در مسیح هستید.
Yeah, you're Abraham's seed. You are.
شما دانه ابراهیم هستید. قول خداوند مال شماست.
Yeah, John 3:18.
یوحنا 3:18.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
آنکه به او ایمان آورد محکوم نمی شود، اما هر که ایمان نیاورد هم اکنون محکوم شده است به جهت آنکه به اسم پسر یگانه مولود خدا ایمان نیاورده.
John 3:63.
36 میگه.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not or not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
آن که به پسر ایمان آورده باشد حیات جاودانی دارد و آن که به پسر ایمان نیاورد حیات را نخواهد دید بلکه خشم خدا بر او می‌ماند.
They would just believe, oh, it exists and then we get saved.
فقط ایمان داشتیم وجود داشته و نجات پیدا کردیم؟ نه.
Believe
ایمان بیارید
on him and who he is
و او کیست
and what he has done
و چه کاری برای شما انجام داده
and trust in him
و اعتماد کنید به او و تنها او
all your faith in him
تمام ایمانتون رو
even if it's little put all of it in Jesus
همشو بذارید
believe him on his word
به عملش
when he says he died for our sins
که برای گناهانتون مرد
yeah there's nothing
هیچی.
We need to add to that.
نمیتونیم به اون اضافه کنی.
Why are Catholics and Orthodox going to hell?
چرا کاتولیک‌ها و ارتدوکس‌ها به بهشت نمیرن؟
Because they don't believe on Jesus.
چون به عیسی ایمان ندارن تنها.
They've not put their trust
اعتماد
in him.
بر روی عیسی نذاشتن.
They haven't preferred the gospel.
انجیلی رو دارن که بهش چیزی رو اضافه کردن و اون انجیل نجاتشون.
And there are many so-called Christians.
خیلی هستن که نام خودشونو مسیحی.
Christian churches.
حتی کلیسای مسیحی.
Yeah, that are wrong on the gospel.
که انجیل رو اشتباه میکنن.
And therefore, whosoever believes those gospels, those perverted gospels,
انجیلایی که تغییر دادن.
They will not enter into heaven.
نمیتونن وارد بهش بشن.
All of them are doomed.
همشون محکومن.
Yeah, that's why we need to preach the gospel.
برای همین به انجیل باید موعظه.
And even if they say they're Christian, ask more questions.
حتی اگرم میگن مسیحی هستن، سوالای بیشتری.
It doesn't matter if they say they believe.
مهم نیست که گفتن ایمان دارن.
If they believe rightly. If they truly believe in the simple gospel that it's by grace through faith that you're saved. Amen.
Amen.